Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, back home now, the Minister for Housing is aiming to have emergency legislation around rent pressure zones passed by the end of the week. James Brown is going to bring a memo, or rather is doing that right now at Cabinet, outlining details of the law which seeks to protect renters outside the RPZs from rent increases while the rent reforms are finalised. Tabitha Monaghan is on the line now, political reporter with the Irish Independent. Tabitha, thanks for joining us this morning. What are we expecting to hear after this cabinet meeting on the housing front?
Yeah, so there were three pieces that were going to cabinet today in relation to housing. Like you said, the changes to the rent pressure zones, which we heard last week, it was agreed last week that there would be changes, which was in relation to the current RPZ system, and that current tenancies would be brought in under that system, which would mean that rents could only be increased by 2% or in line with inflation. So that's the one bit of it. But there was also that other side of it where new tenancies after the 1st of March would be given, landlords would be allowed to reset the rents after a certain period of time to market rates. That's not, that second part isn't at cabinet today. It's just bringing this emergency legislation to allow these current tenancies to be brought under these RPZ. So we're expecting now that that'll be agreed, this legislation, which will be hopefully rushed through the Dáil then this week. We're expecting that to be debated possibly tomorrow. And then I think my sense is that from opposition, they would be minded to support this. It was the less kind of controversial side of the proposals to bring all these tenancies in. So that was one of the things I think that opposition were also flagging, was like, okay, when is this particular part of this change going to be brought in? Like, I was just at a Labour doorstep there with their housing spokesperson, Conor Sheehan, who was saying anecdotal evidence that he's hearing is that landlords who don't have tenancies currently or under an RPZ had the ability to increase the rents ahead of this legislation being passed. So there is a sense now that there is a bit of a rush on to get this through.
Right, and you're hearing that that'll be done by the end of this week.
Certainly, that's the anticipation anyway, okay. But there was a few other bits too, sorry.
Right, okay, well, let's talk about those few other bits, because the Land Development Agency, there's going to be some changes around that. So what's involved there, Tabitha?
Yeah, so currently the Land Development Agency, it is responsible for the development of cost rental, affordable accommodation in the country. At the moment, it's currently kind of focusing its attentions on urban areas, areas that it can get high density, the likes of cities and towns. So we've seen developments Dublin, Galway, Cork, I think there's one in Kildare as well. So we understand that changes, the LDA essentially, their remit is going to be expanded. So the geographical locations that the LDA are going to be focusing on, that's going to be expanded out as part of that. So that's one of the ways that they're going to do that. There'll also be stronger land transfer powers to the LDA. So that's for public land that is owned by commercial state bodies, and we understand that there's going to be a particular focus on the underutilised state land, so they want to try and do that as well. They also, we expect that they will expand their remit into private land and the development of private housing as well, so that's another way that they want to expand the remit of the LDA.
And the Taoiseach confirmed this morning, I believe on his way into Cabinet, that Paul Reid is going to be the new boss of On Bord Pleanála, and that entity will be renamed.
That's it, yeah. So On Bord Pleanála is going to be replaced with On Cumasúin Pleanála. And like you said, Paul Reid, who's the former chief executive of the HSE, he is going to be the chairperson of this new planning body. Of course, I think many listeners will know Paul Reid. He became a household name after he took up the position of CEO of the HSE in 2019 and then led the health service through the pandemic until he stepped down in 2022. So he's going to be taking on this new position as head of this rebranded planning commission. But there are a couple of things that we know there will be changes. So they want to essentially reorganise this this commission. They also want to give the body statutory mandatory timelines. And I think one of the reasons for doing that, of what the housing minister wants from this, is to give applicants greater certainty around their applications to the planning commission. So I think there's a lot of frustration at this pace at which decisions are being made at that level. And this is one of the things that they want to do. So I think the proof will be in the pudding with this one. Yes, we have a new person at the head of it, that there is going to be this reorganization, but there has to be that, you know, that we hear so often that there's such an issue with the planning system in Ireland. So whether or not that changes or not, we'll have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm. But the pace is definitely being stepped up around housing. And I saw reporting in your own paper at the weekend that a lot of colleagues of James Brown are looking at this and saying, we mightn't have been so sure about the changes when it came to the rent pressure zones, which were complex and difficult for people to get their heads around. But if he does well on the other stuff, we will definitely row in behind him.
Yeah, definitely. I think there was, I think with a lot of people, myself included, you were really sitting down with all of these new proposals. And because there's so many different rules and different tiers, you were trying to get your head around it. So TDs and the likes around the country were obviously getting phone calls from the constituents saying, well, what does this mean for me and my particular situation? And, you know, politicians across the country trying to get their heads around that. And there, but for sure, there is definitely a change in pace. But the thing is, though, is that there is no one silver bullet with the housing crisis. And we know that mm-hmm. you know, whether it is changes to the LDA or changes to the RPZs, fundamentally, this is an issue in relation to supply. So while the government can bring in all of these different changes, fundamentally, they have to get on top of supply in order to get on top of the housing crisis.
Tabitha, thank you. Tabitha Monaghan there from the Irish Independent.